From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, October 8th. Chico's Sycamore Pool will be closed for the next several days. The city began its repair and maintenance of the pool's bottom yesterday by draining it and pouring new concrete. The city says water from the creek will be diverted to allow fish to pass through. The pool is closed to the public and will reopen after the new concrete has dried in about a week. The city's public works director earlier this year said Sycamore Pool's concrete had been deteriorating and causing structural problems. And today, Butte County supervisors will hear a presentation from representatives of Pioneer Community Energy following the company's completion of an impact assessment study. Pioneer is a community choice aggregator. These entities allow local governments to procure electricity generation on behalf of residents and businesses at wholesale market rates, while still utilizing the existing transmission and distribution infrastructure of utilities like PG&E. The board earlier authorized the county chief administrative officer to initiate the assessment study. Supervisors aren't expected to take action beyond accepting the information provided by Pioneer. And in other news, a new nonprofit seeks to remove old fencing that can snare and endanger wildlife. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Fences can block migrating wildlife from reaching critical habitat. The nonprofit Friends Aiding Wildlife and Nature, or FAWN, was created by two Plumas County residents after they became aware of the dangers of abandoned fencing. According to reporting by the Plumas Sun, the couple found many examples of fallen or tangled fencing in their area that could trap deer and other animals. The fences are especially dangerous because they're often hidden by overgrown vegetation. Efforts to create safe passage for wildlife are ongoing in other North State counties. The Plumas Sun reports in April a representative from the conservation group Wildlands Network spoke at an event in Quincy about a program to create safe travel corridors along Highway 395. FAWN hopes to start another fence removal project in Lassen County soon. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Plumas National Forest is conducting a survey of park visitors to gather their thoughts about their experience. Every 5 years, National Forest personnel gather information on visitor demographics, activities, and satisfaction to help them improve Forest Service recreational operations and provide local governments with tourism information. The surveys are anonymous, take about 15 minutes, and the findings are shared with local governments and other recreational organizations. And finally, the Sacramento Valley Scholastic Chess League held its first tournament of the season at the end of September. NSPR's Alex Stetson reports on one local team that competed.
A line of students makes their way from Neil Dow Elementary School to the Chico Elks Lodge. The gaggle of kids pleads and motions for each passing car to honk at them, and they shriek with delight when the drivers comply. Most of them are wearing matching blue shirts that say Neil Dow Chess Club, and they're on their way to the first tournament of the season. When asked how many of the three matches she plans on winning today, fifth grader Sydney Miller says,
10.
10?
10 out of 3.
Others say they hope to face off against students from Franklin Elementary School, whose large team from Elk Grove are the unofficial rivals of Neil Dow. At the rear of the group, occasionally shouting for the students to pick up the pace, is Steven Overlander.
Guys, we have to walk faster or we're going to miss the tournament. Let's go!
The kids call him Mr. Obi. He runs Neil Dow's Chess Club and is the director of the Sacramento Valley Scholastic Chess League. Since he became director a little over a decade ago, the league has grown.
We had about, I don't know, like 13 schools at one point. And now we've got 32.
At the Elks Lodge, over 200 students sit at dozens of rows of tables, each adorned with chess sets and game clocks. The league includes students from elementary through high school, and students are placed at tables depending on their age bracket and chess ranking. Once the students are seated, Obi takes up a microphone and addresses the students. He stresses good sportsmanship, explains how students can request a judge in the event of a rules dispute, and asks everyone to be extra quiet when their games are finished. The air is filled with dull clunks as the players stop the game clocks after each of their moves. The air is buzzing with competitive tension. Neil Dow fifth grader Judah Smith loses his first game.
I kind of got smoked.
He had a mistake early on and lost his queen. He eventually got it back, but says it wasn't enough. He says he needs to slow down more and think through his moves. Tyler Kojabashian, also a fifth grader, won his first match. He still took lessons away, though, mainly that he needs to be better at sticking to a plan.
I have something in my mind, like, I'm gonna do this. And then I do something else, and I'm like, what the heck? Why did I just do that?
During the second round, Judah Smith's game was a nail-biter. It started regularly enough as he and his opponent made their opening moves and began capturing pieces. But soon, the opponent took one of Smith's key pieces, then another. Soon, he was left with just two, his king and a rook. But Smith noticed something. He had significantly more time left on his clock than his opponent's, who had taken longer to consider her moves. His moves began to come faster and faster. He'd move a piece, then rapidly stop his timer.
I still had a minute left, so I just kept stalling and stalling until she finally ran out of clock, because she only had like 30 seconds. I feel like I definitely should not have won that game.
Ultimately, the Neil Dow team performs well in the tournament, though none of its members won all three of their games. Sydney Miller's hopes of winning 10 of the three games didn't quite come to fruition. She lost her first two rounds and said she was at a disadvantage during the first part of the final game.
I was feeling pretty bad, like I thought I was gonna lose. But then she made one wrong move, and I knew what to do.
She ended up eking out a victory. She says she learned about some of her weaknesses during the tournament and wants to work on them.
I'm gonna work on more strategy for end games, and then I have a couple things I wanna try with one of my friends.
Obi says the event was a success, especially since it was the first time holding a tournament in the Elks Lodge. He's happy to see the league grow, even if it brings logistical issues along with it.
I've been successful, but it's been a double-edged sword because now we've got to figure out how are we going to accommodate all these kids in the spaces we've been using in the past, which can't hold that amount.
He says chess gives students who aren't athletically inclined a chance to be in a competitive environment, but he says the game itself also builds valuable skills.
It teaches you patience. It teaches forward thinking. You know, you've got to plan ahead in a chess game. I think, like any other sport, it teaches sportsmanship. You know, these kids have to learn how to lose games and how to win them without being conceited about it.
Obi says he's already looking ahead to the next tournament. Usually the first tournament of the season is lowly attended, so he expects even more students to show up at the next one. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, October 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.